This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 421 for Monday, June 7th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Monday morning, hitting fresh contract highs in the new crop months, but lagging to the upside in the nearby July as the intermonth spreads narrowed in. July up 210 at $906.50 per ton. The more active November contract, it's up $14.90, hitting a new contract high at $778.50 per ton. It had traded above $784 in overnight activity. While prairie forecasts do look more moderate over the next week, canola fields in the eastern growing regions remain in need of timely rains as recent hot and dry conditions heightened drought concerns. Key soybean and corn growing areas of the U.S. are forecast to be dry over the next week, and the resulting strength in those markets added to the early advances in canola. The Canadian dollar, it's holding relatively steady this morning, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans up 15 to over 25 cents. November up 26 cents at $14.60 per bushel. The hot and dry Midwestern weather forecasts are hitting the crop earlier than normal, and that's raising concerns over possible yield losses. The first condition ratings of the year for the U.S. soybean crop will be released after today's close. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report is out this week Thursday, and pre-report positioning accounted for some of the activity. Traders generally expect to see upward revisions to U.S. soybean stocks, but corn supplies should tighten. Corn, it's leading the grains and oilseeds to the upside today. The September contract up 15 cents at $6.22 per bushel. Solid demand and persistent weather concerns in Brazil were also supportive, but profit-taking did come forward to keep corn off its highs of the day. Wheat, it's mixed. Retreating from earlier gains, the spring wheat lower down 8 cents in September at $8.07 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up a penny at $6.45 per bushel. In September, it had traded at $6.62 earlier in the day. Chicago wheat up 3 cents at $6.95 in the September contract, also off overnight highs well above $7. Some dry areas of the northern plains are forecast to see much-needed rain over the next week, and that helped take some of the weather premium out of the Minneapolis futures. Meanwhile, the southern plains are forecast to remain hot and dry. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.